Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I read a heartwarming story in the RSVP Live written by journalist Kayla Walsh about a 73-year-old woman in a very similar position to myself, because I was, of course, 53 when I found out I had a sister. But anyway, a Dublin woman who finally tracked down her birth mother at the age of 73. What an incredible reunion. And she's on the line, Pauline Jones. Good afternoon to you, Pauline.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Give me a big hug. Give me a big hug, Pauline.
I'd want some arms to reach you, wouldn't I?
Pauline, I'm delighted for you. What a wonderful story at 73 years of age.
Now, thank you.
Just to give us a bit of background, similar to myself, you were born in a mother and baby home.
Yeah, on the North Circular Road.
Right, this is St. Patrick's.
The one down at near Crow Park.
Oh, right. That was it. Which one is that now?
All I know is 400 and something. I'm not sure the number. I know it's on my birth cert, but I haven't got it at hand at the moment.
Right, okay. So what made you go looking at... I mean, did you know all your life that you were adopted? Were you aware of that?
Yeah.
And were you ever curious up to up to kind of recent years? Were you ever curious? Did you ever go looking or did you ever... But you didn't bother then, did you?
No, I was... afraid, to tell you the truth, right. If I did go and I was rejected, I couldn't cope with that. So
right, okay.
I gotta stay with the happy family I was in.
Right, so you kind of put it at the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And then when was it you decided I really need to know more?
Well, it was my son and grandson. They're big into doing family trees.
Right, okay.
So when my grandson was here one Saturday and he said it to me, Nanny, would you not do a DNA? I said, no, Michael, I'm not doing it. He said, well, we really need to know. He said, we know nothing about your background and health reasons. We need to know if there's any ailments that we need to watch out for. So I said, right, get the kit, I'll do it.
Right.
So they got it. I sent it off 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we got a few back, but there was nobody close, like they were like third cousins.
Right, okay. So nobody you could directly relate it to, yeah.
And then even when they sort of told them the story, it still didn't lead to anything.
Yeah.
So then... we forgot about it. We thought we were opening a can of worms, you know, that way.
Yeah,
we said maybe we're doing.
You didn't want to open some sort of Pandora's box, so you said you'd leave it aside, yeah.
Yeah. So then, in November, my grandson spotted it. He said, there's a message coming in on Nanny's DNA to say there's somebody very, very close to her.
Right.
And he said, they're even closer than I am, Nanny, to you. So he said, we have to get in touch with them. So we did, which was Roy. And he sent us then his phone number and his email address and asked us to ring him.
And where was Roy located?
He lives in London.
Right, okay.
So we rang him the next day and he said, I can't believe this. He says, I never knew I had another sister. So
Roy was your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like half-brother.
Okay.
And he says, I got in touch with your other half-brother, which is Ray, and I have his two half-sisters. So he said, I got in touch with them last night when you got in touch with me first. I said, grand. So he says, I'm flying over to Dublin tomorrow, he says.
He must have been very excited, and you must have been equally as excited about the whole thing.
And yet they were excited and they were shocked, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Well, I knew I was adopted, but they didn't, you know.
Right, okay.
So he flew over the next on the Wednesday and he came to visit me. And he said, when he pulled up at the door, when I opened the hall door, he said, Paul, I couldn't get out of that car. When I looked up towards you, it was my mother standing at the door. He said, you're her double.
Right.
So he came in and we spent...
By the way, I've seen the pictures in RSVP. You are her double, by the way.
Amazing. I mean, her own two daughters don't look like her.
Yeah, no, you're the image of her.
Yeah.
I know. So he saw you and he said, you look like my mother, you're a double.
He said, I can't get out of the car for a minute.
Yeah.
So he came in and we had something to eat. So about 6:30 he said to me, would you like to come up to see her in the home? So I said, yes. So we got ready and my daughter and grandson came with me because they were here.
Yeah.
And off we went and we were talking.
What was that journey like, knowing for the first time at 73 years of age you were going to meet your mother?
I was nervous, but I was more nervous when we actually went into the building.
Right.
I wanted to go, and I didn't want to go.
Right, there was a kind of element of fear, and I know, I've been in exactly that position that you were in, by the way, when I went to meet my birth mother. But and I know that fear, that's a kind of fear of the unknown. It's a fear of rejection. It's a fear you just don't know what to think. So you don't.
No.
So, but you did it anyway, and off you went.
When we went into the room, she was asleep. So I put on the light.
She's now remembering, of course. She's 94 years of age. Yeah,
and she sat up in the bed and she went, "Oh, hi." And I looked at her and I went, oh my God.
Yeah.
That woman is the image of me.
Yeah. It's like looking in the mirror, but a bit older. Yeah.
And she smiled. And Roy said to her, who I was and all. But it didn't. She just kept smiling at us.
Because I know she's out of the early stages of dementia.
Dementia, yeah.
Yeah, and she is 94, so her memory probably isn't the best.
But
did she remember? Did she remember?
When we mentioned the name William Sheridan...
Right, okay.
She says, oh yeah, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy said, where does he live, ma'am? Oh, he lives around. She said, get me a picture of him and I'd show you. So then we knew. She doesn't know who we're talking about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But did she have any recollection at all that, you know, she had put you up for adoption or has she?
No.
No, none at all.
But on the third visit when I went to visit her, the nurse came in because they... had seen me there and they were in and out and they were saying, I can't believe you're so like her. And then they were told the story and one of the nurses came in one of the evenings we were there and she says, Kathleen, who's that lady? That's my daughter.
Oh, so she knows you're her daughter. Well, yeah.
That was the first and last time she's ever said it, sort of, you know, that way.
That must have been very emotional for you to hear her saying that.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. After all those years to hear somebody say, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, because normally when you hear adoption stories, I mean, I thought I was kind of old, you know, because I was 53 when I met my sister for the first time. But normally when you hear adoption stories like that, you kind of think of younger people. You don't think of somebody 73, because normally if you're 73 and you find out who your birth mother is, they're normally passed on at that stage.
I thought that. I said, there's no way she'd be alive now today.
And how is she? Is she in good health?
Apart from the memory.
Yeah. And how many times have you been to see her?
Four times.
Right, okay. So you pop up. She's up in Malahide somewhere, isn't she?
On the Malahide Road,
Yeah, so that's it's easy enough for you to pop up. You're in Cabra, so it's easy enough. And what has the reaction been from the rest of your family? They're all delighted
over the moon. They're saying, God, we've a granny, a nanny now. You know, because the lady that adopted me, my ma, she died. She's dead 30 years.
Yeah.
And your brothers and all, they're all dead. There's none of them left.
And you and I'm assuming you have grandchildren as well.
Yeah.
So they now have great grandchildren that they didn't know they had before.
Yeah.
And have any of them gone up to see her?
Yeah, the ones in the picture that's in the paper.
Right.
Is my three grandsons and my daughter.
Yeah.
That's in the paper.
And I mean, in relation to your life and the life that you had with your adoptive parents, I mean, how was that life? Was it a good life?
Very happy life.
Good.
So, very happy life.
All right, so you did well in your life and you're happy enough with the way things turned out. Do you ever wonder if things would have been different? You know, if you weren't put up for adoption.
I've often said that, God, if I hadn't gone into them other homes that you hear all these bad stories
about
on.
Foster homes and stuff like that,
I did have a lot to be thankful for, in one way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I was there and adopted from there, you know?
And do you know anything about her background? I mean, as to why she put you up for adoption, for example?
No, her own family can't understand it because none of them had any idea. Even her own cousin, she's 83. I went to see her there 2 weeks ago. And she said, Pauline, I was 12 then. And she said, I knew nothing.
Right.
But 73 years ago, 12-year-olds weren't as well up as 12-year-olds today.
Yeah, yeah, of course, absolutely. But I mean, it's just amazing what they can do now. And look, there are a lot of people out there searching to try and find
that
their
DNA.
The DNA is incredible.
Go and do it.
Yeah, and it is accurate. I know it's accurate, but it's potluck. That's the only thing about it. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, and the company you use, by the way, the DNA company. Which one did you use?
God, I can't remember their name offhand.
Oh, there's a few of them online. Anyway, there's a few of them online. So you can do it. Well, listen, the best of luck to you, Pauline.
And
well
thank
done.
You very much for ringing.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm delighted that you found your mother after all these years and delighted that she's still with us, that you can enjoy a little bit of time with her.
Yeah,
absolutely. Pauline, congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
All right, there you
bye
go.
Bye.
Pauline Jones, and that story, by the way, the whole story is in the RSVP Live. If you want to go online there, Kayla Walsh to the story. What a wonderful story.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.